Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now, here's your host, Alf.
And we're on, and welcome to the Hard Knocks postgame, the final one, the final Hard Knocks postgame. How many episodes was this? Let me check up on this. I believe it was 9. Was it 9 episodes? If it went 9 episodes, it's the longest Hard Knocks series ever. So Hard Knocks postgame, yes, it went 9 episodes. So it is the longest Hard Knocks postgame ever. I believe it's also the first time a team that was on Hard Knocks made the playoffs. Oddly enough, they lost their last 3 games on Hard Knocks, which seems to be like a thing that's always featured on Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks always, the in-season Hard Knocks always has an extended losing streak. I don't know what it is, but I've been watching the in-season Hard Knocks for a few years now. I believe this is the 4th year, and it always features an extended losing streak. It didn't look like we were going to get one. We ended up getting one right at the end. A nice little fat 3-game losing streak. This episode was so good. I thought it was one of the best. If you just take away the final result, I thought it was one of the best episodes, artistically speaking, of the entire series. All right, before I move on, let me just say that this show is brought to you by Diet Smoke. You can go to dietsmoke.com and get your premium THC and CBD delivered discreetly right to your home. If you use the promo code WADDLE, as in Jalen Waddle, use the promo code WADDLE and you get 50% off on any particular item. Go to dietsmoke.com. All right, back to this. Man, you know, you never get used to the finality of a season, especially one that ends in the playoffs. You kinda feel it coming on in basketball, because you kind like put it. I'll give you an example: the Heat last year in the finals. You got the sense after Game 3. Like Game 3 was the big one. After Game 3, you got the sense this is not going to end well. Like this is going to end pretty soon, and not in our favor. Football is unlike any other sport. It's not like baseball. Baseball, you play 162. You play a series. You play a wild card series. Maybe we move on to the NLCS, ALCS. Football is different. Football, you end with a thud. One and done. Sometimes it's 2 and done. Sometimes it's 3 and done. Sometimes you lose in the Super Bowl. Sometimes it's much, much easier to take it in when you lose in the Super Bowl. You never feel as if you're going to lose. And the NFL, when you in the playoffs, you always believe because you got there. And once you get there, you feel as if you belong and anything can happen. Sometimes it does not. You were seeing what they were working with on defense in this episode. Artistically speaking, they shot some of those scenes in Kansas City. Great. They showed the field. That field was unplayable. It was like concrete. It was pretty much like field turf. That's a bunch of nonsense, that coiled field that they were talking about, where they said that the grass will remain moist. It's not true. That thing froze the hell over. Okay? Somebody posted in the chat, in-season Hard Knocks has been around for 3 years. 2021, end of season collapse, lose to the Jaguars and winner go home, week 18 game, with Jacksonville fans wearing clown costumes. 2022, Kyler Murray ACL tear and Cliff Kingsbury fired, yes. 2023, the Dolphins end of season collapse, lose AFC East to Bills, and yes, we know what happened. So yeah, in season, and the preseason Hard Knocks has been a disaster too for all these teams. Is it a curse? I think so. You know, nothing good ever comes out of Hard Knocks, except really, really good art. And in this one, they absolutely nailed the sights and sounds. People that think that they just went out there with no effort, they got beat. Their offense just couldn't operate. The offense couldn't play. The quarterback couldn't throw the football. Simple as that. And the other team could. The other team could manage enough to score enough to win a game, while ours didn't. You got to see some scenes from the locker room. Mike McDaniel tearing up after the game. You saw them working in practice. You saw the preparation that went into trying to play a cold game, a cold weather game. You saw Elijah Campbell putting on the Vaseline. That works wonders, by the way. Okay, Vaseline does keep you warm. It's the truth. Like, whenever you see guys, you know, that are sleeveless, you best believe they got a layer of that stuff on. Vaseline does keep you warm. I don't know what it is, but I think it closes the pores, or, you know, it puts like a sheen on over you, and it does keep you warmer than most. You saw them with the little packets. That's part of playing in bad weather like that, you know. Because that's not even 30 degree weather. You know, 30 degree weather is like, who gives a crap? 30 degree weather, you just take the minor precautions. You make provisions for 30 degree weather, which is just, you know, some sleeves if you want them, some hand warmers. That's it. You know, you drink some chicken broth or beef broth, whatever you would like. You make sure you have coffee at the ready. But this type of weather was different. You saw how preoccupied they were coming into the game with how cold it was. And everybody with the packets, with the warm packets, you know. So we got to hear In the Air Tonight, which is all kinds of cool. That song is so associated with Miami football. Not Dolphins football, but Miami football. I hope the Dolphins incorporate it somehow into their intros next year, because they're going to have some night games next year. Trust me when I tell you. Great episode. I thought it was one of the best. I'm going to get to some questions, and if somebody wants to come up here and ask me personally, that'd be awesome. All right. Let me get to some questions here in the chat. First question is, you could see that Hill, Waddle, and Mostert were soldiering on. People can blame Tua, and he deserves some criticism, but his best weapons were half of themselves. Might as well have been throwing to Parker and Bowden again. Kind of looked that way for a while, right? Like, these guys were not the same. And then, you know, Tua just could not play in that weather. Somebody writes here, no question about the show, but I hope those in the chat and online that questioned how some players seemed happy just a day or so after the loss, that post-game locker room was heavy from the coach down. They know they came up short. No sense in expecting them to wallow in it. Absolutely. He also said, no mic as I'm traveling for work and don't like how the phone mic works in Discord. Just appreciate the watch-alongs and post-watch shows. I'll thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. From all our members. If you do want to become a member of our Discord and participate in all these shows, and trust me, this offseason will be heavy with content, especially on OnlyFans. If you want to become a member of OnlyFans, you come to discord.gg/OnlyFans, and you can become a member there for $3 a month. Somebody asked, how many deals can be reworked to bring this core back? They could do a lot of things, okay? Brandon Shore is one of the best in the business. I expect them to do precisely that, but it takes two to tango. People have to accept what is being offered. They're going to have a framework for how they could bring back as many of these guys as possible. I believe that Christian Wilkins is a priority, and you got to try to figure this out. But can you go to $25 million a year on Christian Wilkins? I don't think so. I think you had to somehow, some way hold the line to Dexter Lawrence's contract. That was the framework they wanted to work with last offseason. I think that's what you want to do this offseason. Any insight from the organization about how they felt HK went, meaning Hard Knocks. I think they were generally pretty pleased because the Hard Knocks people are real pros. Okay. The media parking lot, there's some space there. They pretty much filled it up with all their trailers, their editing trailers, and their workspaces. Okay. And that's right next to the Baptist Health facility, which is right next to the training facility. So everything's really close together and connected. Nobody ever saw these cameras unless you saw one of the guys, one of the producers, you know? So every once in a while you saw a producer at a press conference, you knew, okay, they were rolling. All right. Or if you saw one of the producers at practice, you knew, okay, they're rolling again. You know, somebody writes, really sad ending of the season. Absolutely. And it was really sad those last 10 minutes were extremely sad. I did like Mike McDaniel with a close.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Closing the show saying, Scientology, truth or fiction? And then click. And he's saying, life after death, click. So he kept his sense of humor through all of this. Somebody writes, people love to blame players like they are not fully invested in success. These guys give a shit, okay? They care. The ones that don't, you can tell. The ones that don't are complete mercenaries, and you know who they are. You see them year after year. These guys are really, really invested. They love this team. They like being here. They like the coaches. They like the team. They like the area. They like playing here. They want to have their success here. And hopefully we could, you know, have it next season. Somebody writes, what were the moments that will live on? Like Vontae Davis getting traded, Ocho, etc. from the last Dolphins Hard Knocks. From this one, I think it's the Campanelli speeches. For sure, it's going to be one of the Campanelli speeches. That's a fact. Another moment that will live on is some of Mike McDaniel's interactions. You know? And then, of course, that Christmas episode, which is everybody's favorite, which is the win against the Dallas Cowboys. That entire sequence. Also, the sequence in the Cowboy game, right before the game, where Mike McDaniel saying, look at these studs, looking at our three captains going out there for the coin toss. I think it was Xavier Howard, Tua Tagovailoa, and Tyreek Hill. And then that song by Chris Stapleton and Santana, Joy, playing in the background and then playing you into that game. I think that was a great moment. Really, really good art. Like, if you appreciate good sports TV, then you liked Hard Knocks and you loved this last episode because it was as gut-wrenching as you can have it. Yeah, somebody writes, and fuck your records, Dan. Yeah, that's a great moment because that's going to live on forever, okay? Because there's going to be people 15 years from now saying, fuck your records, Dan. We're coming for your records. Another one writes, we absolutely have the right coach in McDaniel. Glad that Hard Knocks is over and that they won't be a part of it again anytime soon. I agree. But it was cool to see the behind the scenes. Yes, it was. By the way, now next year, I may or may not, more to come of that, I may or may not be following the team from opening gun to final gun. All right, next one. I really thought Waddle said it best when he said, we can't put up more than 7, and they were healthy, and the defense limited the Chiefs to 26 with all those injuries. And really, it wasn't really 26. That was one horseshit call. First of all, it was holding on Justin Houston. They were holding Justin Houston. He had a sack, period. Okay, so that should have been third and 30 after that play. Okay, instead they call that horseshit roughing the passer call, and they get their cheap 7 points at the end of the game. That was a pile of shit. And I saw most of the games this weekend, and that particular play happened over and over and over again in every one of the games. And nobody got called for any of that shit. But that's more incompetent officiating in this godforsaken fucking league. The NFL has incompetent officiating, and it reared its ugly head again. Good thing that that game was not decided by that stupid-ass call, okay? But it was a horseshit call to begin with, and a horseshit call anyway. So, you know, I'm aggravated about that, yes, because that's a bunch of horseshit, and you could see it in their face, okay? As soon as they made that call, you could see it on the Dolphins defenders' faces that just finished fighting their fucking ass off for damn near 55 minutes at that point, essentially say, okay, we just wasted our fucking time here because this asshole is making this goddamn call. Anyways, he continued to write, I thought it was well said. It was a really cool scene and introspection from what appears to be one of the more quiet players. Yes. Jalen Waddle's a dog, right? Like, you should know by now. Those are the good guys. He's one of the good guys. You win with that guy. Now, you can look around the locker room. You can look around the roster and point and go, you see that guy right there? He'll help us win a Super Bowl one day. He's one of those guys. By the way, I thought Melvin Ingram, the whole thing that they did with Mel, with Big Mel, was absolutely awesome. I absolutely love that guy. That guy is, he was here last year. He's been here for about a month and a half. What a great teammate. Everybody likes him, you know, and he doesn't have bad moments either, man. That guy got off the couch and balled the fuck out against the Buffalo Bills, okay? Great game. 4 pressures, a sack, you know? I love guys like that, and hopefully he has just a little bit left in the tank, man, because they're going to need somebody like that next year as, you know, they got to nurse Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb back to health. Who knows? It could be toward mid-season when they have them back. So they're going to need a veteran presence on the edge next year. And maybe he has just that little bit left to give next year. And if he does, I would love to have him back. Somebody else writes, him having dinner with his mate was good. If you want to win, you have to take it off of them. That's the truth. Notice that Melvin Ingram, old salty vet, quoting Mike McDaniel. Yeah. Yeah, this coach has this team, okay? This team is behind him. They like this coach, okay? So all that clown shit that you see on Twitter, what a godforsaken app. That's why we created this thing. We created this Discord. And that's why you could go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and get away from all that bullshit on Twitter, you know? Twitter's the biggest collection of crybabies and morons anywhere in the world. And anywhere in social media. Why the fuck would you be on that place to begin with? Come over to discord.gg/OnlyFans, okay? $3 a month. Anyways, what a great series. I'm glad that the team is not going to do it again. Not that I'm superstitious that it actually had anything to do with anything or any of the results, but, man, you can't argue with history. And it's now 3 years of in-season Hard Knocks, but it's been damn near, what, 30 years of Hard Knocks? How many years has it been? Like, nothing good comes from any of this shit. It never does. You want to be in your own little corner of the league, being left alone to play your games and prepare for your games from Monday to Saturday and get ready to play on Sundays and sometimes Saturdays and Mondays and Thursdays. And eventually, you know, Fridays, because now they have a Black Friday game. And next year, they're talking about maybe having a forced Christmas Day game. So they might have a Tuesday game, which is all kinds of ridiculous, you know. But I thought it was a great series. It'll go down as one of the better ones. And I love to look it up. I do believe this is the only Hard Knocks team ever to make the playoffs. You know, if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure somebody will correct me. If nobody has anything else, I think we could call it right here and call it a series. Now, that's not going to be it for our content here on OnlyFans. We're going to be with you throughout the offseason, through the combine, through free agency, through the draft, then right up into OTAs and right back into the season. But I thank you all who have joined me for these 9 episodes. It was a lot of fun talking about these Hard Knocks episodes. We thought it would go a little longer, and it would have been cool if we went a little longer. This has concluded, so they're not going to do any more. The last episode was going to be as soon as the season ended, so they're not going to show any exit interview stuff. So it's a wrap right there. You know, it's kind of screwed up, by the way, that they had some of the guys, including Mike McDaniel, do the thing, you know, where it's a wrap. And you know that they had them tape that, like, really early on in the show, because that's what they're going to use to close the series, right? So when they were doing it, they didn't know when it was going to end or how it was going to end. They just knew that that's what was going to go on the end. And they were hoping that maybe it ended in Las Vegas. It did not. But it'll end here, and that's it for our OnlyFans Hard Knocks post-game shows. This is the last one for the season, and that is a series. I thank you all for participating. I thank you all who have asked questions and who have co-hosted with me during this series. If you want to listen to any of the other shows, they're right there in our feed. So you can just look them up, and they're under our OnlyFans Hard Knocks post-games. They're all enumerated by date, so you will figure out when, you know, and which ones are the ones that you want to listen to. Because I know that a lot of you didn't listen to a lot of the ones where we lost, but you sure as hell piled on to the ones that we won. All right. Thank you for joining me. We will, I guess, see you on our next OnlyFans show, which should be Q&A Live, which we should be doing tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th. Till then.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFans Q&A Live.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.